As we continue in focus, happy 1st of June and happy Monday as well. Paul W. here. This positive radio, best we can, which is challenging to say the least. We're welcoming Dr. Frank Richter, PhD, former advisor to Saudi Arabia, on Mideast terrorism, on Iran, on Israel, the U.S. and Iran exchanging new fire as President Trump asks for changes in the ceasefire deal. Dr. Richter, it's always a pleasure to hear what you have to say. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Paul W.
I don't really understand a couple of things. One, I don't understand the president saying, well, we're almost done. This is going to happen next 24 hours. Boy, it's almost over. Why would he keep saying that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. There's no real good answer. Some people have speculated that people in the American government close to Trump and in those in the Iranian government close to the Ayatollah are just using the ups and downs of this negotiation to place bets on the world market on the price of oil. And a $5 percentage change in the price of oil could make tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to some of these people just playing. They know what the president or the Ayatollah is going to do, and they just get in the market ahead of time. But that's speculation, and we don't really have a good reason why it goes back and forth, except it's a diplomatic dance.
Well, it is a diplomatic dance, but I'm afraid diplomacy doesn't work with Iran. Have we not learned over the last nearly 50 years that they are liars? They never live up to it. And by taking this break that we took, it's just giving them an opportunity to hide more assets and bolster the assets they have to go back at us.
Well, you can argue that, but there's an old saying, you only make peace with your enemies, and oftentimes your enemies are liars and cheats. That's why they are your enemies. So but Iran, if they get more time, they could start to dig out some of the highly enriched uranium, but we can see that with our satellites, and we can put those pictures to the rest of the world, like President Kennedy did Cuban Missile Crisis at the UN. You see uraniums down there digging it out. That's not going to look too good to all the people in the rest of the world. But there are, I'm confident that this is just a short-term pause, and they'll go back and forth. But the real problem is there are two wild cards in this diplomatic dance, this game, and that is Israel vis-a-vis the Hezbollah. And you could put your money down on Netanyahu or on Hezbollah, who's responsible for this tit-and-tat back and forth. That's the real problem. And the other is the Houthis and the Straits near Yemen. And I don't know. No one's mentioned them to this day.
No.
I assume that the Iranians and Americans are talking about these, but now it comes up at the last minute.
Yeah, and as long as Israel is destroying Lebanon, that's going to cause trouble for a lot of people. And Hezbollah is hiding behind the Lebanese people, which somehow or another, that never comes up, that these cowards are hiding behind good people that don't want them there in the first place. And you're right. We haven't heard about the Houthis and all the rest of it going on. Did you think this was a good idea or not a good idea to attack Iran?
I was opposed to it from the very beginning. It was a very bad idea. Obviously, the Strait of Hormuz is the big hidden danger there, and the president had to be told that. And you've got to ask yourself why President Trump, unlike the previous three or four presidents before him, didn't stop and think about the Strait of Hormuz being closed. And this is an election year, by the way, that the Strait is being closed.
Right. He has clearly stated or shown that he doesn't care about the election. He doesn't care about all of that because he's single-mindedly saying, and he's right, Iran should not have the ability to have a nuclear weapon. And nothing else seems to matter to him except to the American people who are going to decide who goes to office, who stays in office, who doesn't stay in office. That does not seem to affect any of his thinking, I guess.
Well, you're right. He's single-minded about it. He says Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. So The last three or four presidents have said that, along with the Security Council, the so-called Iran deal, Obama deal with Iran, was really five other countries, Germany and the Security Council, and that included Russia and China. None of us want Iran to be anywhere near a nuclear weapon, but all those five or six countries thought that we had stopped that for at least 15 or 20 years, and we had monitors in there from the United Nations. We could see what was going on, but once President Trump backed out of the treaty a year and a half after he got in office in the first term, all the other five members of that first Iran agreement, the other countries, they were all opposed to him leaving. But he decided to leave and try to put maximum pressure on Iran, and things have gone southward ever since.
And now we apparently know the strait has been mined. So even once we get, and I don't believe we will, but agreement to stop all of the nonsense, we still have these mines in the strait. And I don't care how good you are, not to find all the mines they scattered about quickly.
Well, that's a good point. That's why, even though the Strait of Hormuz could be opened up immediately on paper, it's going to take 30 days at least, according to the Americans and other people who looked at in the Gulf states, to get rid of the threats that Iran has placed in that Gulf. And the mines are one of the threats. That's why it's going to take 30, maybe 60 days to implement any opening of the Strait of Hormuz.
Dr. Frank Richter, former advisor to Saudi Arabia on Mideast terrorism, Iran, and Israel, how do you see this ending and when?
Well, when is the question. It's going to end at some point. The Iranians have already agreed in principle to stop enriching uranium for anywhere between 5 and 20 years. They want to do it for 5 years. That's a big concession on their part. They know that having a nuclear weapon makes them a target. The real concern is they want to get higher oil prices, and to do that, that's why they've been telling people that they might have a nuclear capacity in the future. But in terms of the time point, Iran, between the next 2 weeks and 2 months, is going to run out of places to put its oil. And when that happens, they have to turn the pumps off. And when they do that, they can erode the pumps and cause a permanent or semi-permanent damage. So they only have 2 weeks or 2 months to make this decision, and I expect there'll be an agreement between the United States and Iran within the next 2 months.
Dr. Frank Richter, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, as always, to hear your thoughts.
It's my pleasure, Paul.
We continue in focus at WJR.